back, folks, to this final hour of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening, tuning in to spending your time with us tonight. You know, you could be spending your time anywhere watching the sports, you know, watching football, baseball, basketball, whatever is on. I don't know. What's on? Eric says baseball. They dug baseball. and by the way, Eric was almost into the majors. Little known fact, Eric the Tech almost drafted by one of the major league baseball teams. I can't say much, but I know he can throw a baseball. I think it's like 332 miles an hour.
Only 20 miles off. 20 miles an hour.
What's that? And he's left-handed. No. Well, are you really left-handed?
Get the ruler.
Okay. All right. Well, folks, we're just having a great time here at the end of the week with Dr. Ted Brewer from HealthMasters.com. HealthMasters.com. You want to know where we go for our nutritional supplements? Of course, it's HealthMasters. We don't trust anyone else with our nutritional supplements. That includes our daily intake of vitamins and nutritional supplements. It's all HealthMasters.com. Don't go to Walmart. Don't go to Walgreens. I mean, you get what you pay for. It's simple as that. We will not, and I'm going to tell you this right now, we will not promote anyone else's nutritional products because HealthMasters has the best. We've used them. I mean, they turn me around, okay? And if a product can turn me around, I mean, my medical issues around, I'm going to stick with it. And that's HealthMasters.com. Now, Ted's not paying us to say this. It's just the way it is. And one of the things I found, one of the neatest items that they got, folks, it's really a good item. And the more you use it, the more you appreciate it, is their water distillers. It really changes water. And I could tell you this. Our studio dog, Lady, loves the distilled water. And I have not tried this yet, but I think if I put a bowl of distilled water and a regular water side by side, she'd go for the distilled water. I haven't tried it, but I could tell you that I've noticed a difference in her water intake. Don't even ask me why I notice this kind of stuff, but, Lady and I work close, as you know. You check Facebook. I think it's Hagmann Report Facebook. I have a picture, the latest picture of Lady on Facebook. But I just want to say thank you, each and every one of you, for your support and your belief and your trust in us. Because, folks, things are getting a little rocky out there as you're watching the headlines. And perhaps Ted will address that here shortly. But let's get back to Ted. Ted, you there? You still there?
I'm here, Doug. I'm here, Joe. I've got a couple of articles that we're going to start on all this national news again. I promised everybody the third hour, but I want to finish this. Again, we have a coupon for 5% off. It's a $500 purchase, and it's called Talk to Ted. And what it is, it's a conversation would be, talk about anything you want to, talk about Nephilim, talk about health, talk about whatever you want to talk about. I will personally call you. It will not be a conference call. It'll be a one-on-one, just me and you. And some of you say, well, I really don't want to talk to you. That's okay. You can just, still get 5% off. You can get a distiller like Doug just talked about, a few supplements, the magnesium protocol. That's pretty much what you need to get that, they get that purchase in there. And for the first 50 folks, if they want, I'll even add them to my personal database from my home computer. And send out an email to them 6 times a day or so, sometimes a dozen times a day on breaking news as it comes out, and it'll have my personal email address on it. And the reason I'm doing this is I just want to say thank you to all of my supporters and HealthMasters family. Why did I pick the $500? Well, simply because I can't talk to everybody. It's impossible. I mean, you guys have millions of listeners. We have who knows how many listeners on our show, and I can't talk to everybody. And the biggest thing, too, is this. Guys, and forgive me because I'm not trying to offend anybody, is this. When someone is buying supplements from another company and they're not getting the results that they want, it's very difficult for me to help you with what you're asking me to do using someone else's products that don't work. And I've had this happen so many times, Doug, where people will call me up and I'll be in the office or whatever, and I just happen to pick up the telephone, and they give me a list of products they're taking from Walmart or from GNC or from a plethora of other vitamin manufacturers that produce a lot of products that are really, I think, substandard. And they're telling me, well, this product doesn't work, this product doesn't work, what do I need to do, how do I need to change it? And I'm like, well, I can't help you with your products because I haven't tested any of your products clinically. I don't know how they're even made or how they're manufactured. All I know is the incredible raw material testing and all the things that we do with our products to make sure they're the best you can possibly get, because this is what my family and I personally take. So that's why I can't help everybody, because so many people will want to call me up and say, well, Ted, we need to talk to you, or they'll have a cousin or a friend who's got a sister, who's got a brother, who's got a nephew, who they want me to try to talk to them. These people don't even know who I am. There are 10 people down the chain. It simply doesn't work. So we had to set the limit somewhere there as far as me calling everybody back personally and giving out my personal email list and address to these folks. And that's just what we've done. And, you know, and I'm not trying to be mean or whatever. It's just that I don't physically have the time. I'm almost 61 years old, and I don't have the energy to talk to everybody out there. I remember one time, Doug, you may remember Marlon Maddox. He had a show called Point of View, and you know, he had millions of listeners also back in the 90s. And I remember the first time I did a show with him, I believe it was back in 1993 or 1990. No, it was 93, maybe 92 or 93. We had three phone lines coming into our office way back then. That's when we had our clinic set up. And I'll never forget, I was on with him for like 2 hours, and we had 17,000 phone calls blocked from U.S. Sprint from people calling the office. And that's not a joke. I still have the receipt from U.S. Sprint. 17,000 phone calls blocked. It showed up because they tried to call on the 800 line, and they got blocked. So they gave me a listing of how many shows got blocked. So there's no physical way that I can talk to that many people. And I finally told Sharon, and that's one of the days, that's one of the reasons that I actually stopped doing the counseling like I did back then, because I told him, I said, look, I said, here's the thing, Sharon. I said, if I work the rest of my life, you know, as a nutritionist here, licensed in Florida, which, you know, I don't do anymore, if I did that for the rest of my life, what would happen is I would never reach the amount of people that I can reach on one Marlon Maddox show or one Doug and Joe Hagman show. It's not physically possible because you can't see and talk to that many people. So that's why it's a blessing to me, Doug, when I can do this and I can help as many people as I possibly can. And we've had so many of your listeners and my listeners and Hodges' listeners and all these different shows that I've done over the years have supported Health Masters. I want to thank you for that, because one of the things that so many people do is they don't thank people. I'm very reciprocal with all the stuff that we do, and I just want to say thank you so much for your support. It makes our show possible, and then we can support shows like Doug and Joe and Dave and all the other things that we do, trying to work with all these other folks, trying to make sure that you get the news and not some altered edition of the news, which is being controlled by the banking cartels. Now, a couple more articles on health, and then we're done with this. Pesticide manufacturers are now showing their own tests reveal serious harm and death to honeybees. This is again through Bayer and a lot of these other manufacturers, and Syngenta, and how many companies are actually out there producing products they know personally, they've done the research, that kills honeybees. There are several superfoods that can keep your heart healthy. Number one that I look at is wild salmon. Do not use a farm-raised salmon ever. Blueberries, oatmeal, citrus fruit. Make sure all these things are organic. Legumes, purple sticks. And by the way, we just got a batch of purple sticks in the last show that we had done with you guys. We had just run out of purple sticks. Praise God, the manufacturer got them to us. And so our purple sticks are back in stock. And you can get a 3-pack special on purple sticks again. And basically, good nuts are also there to eat. Our almonds, walnuts, pecans are all excellent. Green leafy vegetables, chia seeds, and avocados and pomegranates. Pomegranates are one of the best in class foods when it comes to basically causing major health benefits and to minimize oxidative stress on the heart and the cardiovascular system. Now, one more thing I need to share with you guys, and we'll start on the national news with Trump and all the rest of it. The FDA must be worried because they extended the comment period for their supplement guidance. We must use this timeline to flood the agency. More comments. This is highest level action alert. This past August, just a couple of months ago, the FDA issued this long delayed guidance telling the supplement industry how they can bring new products to the market. The guidance deals with how and whether supplement industry is allowed to innovate, create new supplements, also called new dietary ingredients. There are many, many problems with this guidance that basically they want to remove literally thousands of different supplements off the market. Now, guys, this is super important that you contact the FDA, their website, send them an email, and tell them to leave your supplements alone. This is absolutely critical that the supplements are left alone. Because, like for instance, we have the Doug Hagman blood sugar protocol, which helped Doug to stabilize his blood sugar. It's basically a support protocol to help your system stay normal as far as blood sugar. When Doug started this program, he was basically taking, you know, these different drugs for pancreatic, for his pancreas that actually have been linked to pancreatic cancer. Now, guys, there are all kinds of natural ways to reduce blood sugar in your body without the use of drugs. The FDA wants to take this away from us because it's directly affecting pharmaceutical profits for the big corporations, which is really, really kind of sad. Now, here's another. I want to start back with Russia real quick. Russia, and I'm sure you guys have already covered this, Doug, this week. Russia has ordered all officials to fly home and any relatives living abroad as tensions mount over the prospect of a global war. Russian officials have been told to bring relatives home to the motherland. Failure to act will put promotion chances at risk, according to local reports. It comes amid worsening relations between the U.S. and Russia over the Syrian crisis, which basically the United States has caused between you guys and me guys. I mean, this is CIA again. The U.S. has pulled plug on the Syrian talks and accused Russia of hacking attacks, and Russia has moved nuclear-capable missiles nearer to the Polish border. Guys, I hope this is all just a bunch of saber-rattling. I really do. But quite frankly, this mafia, this banker controlled mafia has gotten so angry at Russia, because remember, just a few months ago, I read you an article from Veterans Today, and it was saying that Russia and Putin said that the West worships Lucifer, and that's okay with him. He doesn't care, but they can leave Russia out of that, that he's not going to worship Lucifer. And of course, the Luciferian doctrine is what they're trying to do through the United Nations to bring in a one world government. Remember, the same banking elite, the same banker cartel, these same Rothschilds are the ones who caused the Russian Revolution in the early 1900s, killing literally tens of millions, probably closer to 100 million Russians if the numbers are really truly known, and they didn't care. And they brought in this social system into Russia and communism into Russia, which is one of the things that Hitler was so opposed to and one of the reasons that he was willing to attack the Soviet Union and fight a war on two fronts, because he was so concerned about communism. Now, Putin
yes.
If
I can ask you a question here, okay? Because from this question, this is the question I've been getting by email so many today. I mean, hundreds of emails about this question. Don't you find, and I'm going to just ask this to you, don't you find that, now I know what you said is true, the larger picture here, but isn't this a little bit odd, the timing of all of this with respect to the elections and a potential Trump victory? You've got Obama and Kerry stoking up everything. And right now, right before the November 8th elections, is this a coincidence? Of course, I don't believe it is, and I believe it's but I mean, what do you say about this? And I'll shut up.
Nothing in politics happens by accident. These are all contingency plans. Here's the thing: if and I can say this, and I believe this as God is my witness with all of my heart, if Trump has a fair election. He will win in a landslide fashion that Reagan built, beat Carter. It will be massive. It will be huge. Same thing with Reagan and Mondale. It'll be monstrous. It'll be unbelievable. He could sweep every state with perhaps the exception of California and New York. And New York, maybe because Trump's basically, you know, from there. So the truth is this. If we don't get hacking in the Electoral College and electoral voting machines, Trump had a rally here in Lakeland. This is a small town, 50, 60,000 people. There were 10, 15,000 people at the rally in Lakeland. They were parked at the Lakeland Linder Airport, and they were walking for 2 miles because there was no parking in the airport. Huge airport, no parking there because everybody was at the hangar to see Trump. Kissimmee just had the largest rally it's ever had in the history of Kissimmee. Fort Walton Beach, Pensacola, all of these places, you know, Panama City had just had the largest rally they've ever had in the history of Panama City. Tens of thousands of people are coming to these rallies. When Hillary has a rally, they bust in 20 or 30 people, and usually they're only using set actors in there because they can't have people with flashbulbs causing her to go into a seizure. And that's one of the reasons at the last debate, they took everybody's phones away from them and their cameras away from them, because they don't want to have a bunch of serious, this is the Secret Service didn't want, is one of the articles that I had read, that they didn't want them triggering a seizure on her while they were all taking pictures of her while she was speaking, and have her go into basically a levodopa freeze, which we talked about several months ago. And again, we broke that story on your show Friday night before 9/11 back in September. And then 9/11, she called.
Yeah, I want to make sure people understand this. You are, your medical experience, you laid it all out, and I'm boasting for you, regardless. I don't care, but I really want people to understand. Folks, we bring the news in this platform, and we, with the guests that we have, the stellar guests like Ted Brower, he's the one that laid all of this out. You're hearing a lot of the mimicking by others by exactly what Ted said. So I just want to verify that and validate what you said, Ted. I just really want people to appreciate the fact that you said that first. Not that that we're bragging about that, but people have to understand that information, the value of information, you know, it's more valuable the sooner that you receive it. So go ahead.
Well, you know, last summer, a year and a half ago, we broke I was one of the first people that broke the story on the dead doctors on your show. I was the first. You were the first national show that carried that story. That's why it's had millions of views, millions of listeners already about that. So, I mean, we don't see. Here's the thing, Doug. Back in the 80s, when I first started Health Masters back in 1981, we've been in business now for 35 years. When I first started the company, I realized almost immediately that there were problems in the food supply and there were poisons that we were being fed. I was one of the first people that openly and diametrically opposed trans fats and hydrogenated oils. I was one of the first people that nationally spoke against sodium nitrite in luncheon meats and its link to pancreatic cancer and its link to intestinal tumors and cancers. I was one of the first people that spoke about paralytic shellfish poisoning and the dangers associated with eating raw shellfish and shellfish in general because of the high levels of arsenic, lead, and mercury. I was one of the first people that warned people about eating aspartame because of the association between brain tumors, brain cancer, seizures, headaches, and optic nerve degradation. And when I did all of these things, and I talked about sugar and its association with ADD and ADHD and red dyes and blue dyes and all the side effects associated with chlorine and fluoride, I was doing this in front of groups as large as 40,000 in the 90s. And then I broke the story about the bovine growth hormone and Monsanto products and how you should never eat, you know, basically, you know, dairy products that are basically not organic because of the bovine growth hormone. And then I talked about the dangers associated with coffee, increasing the risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, and breast cancer in women. And then I talked about alcohol causing massive increases in pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, alcoholism, osteoporosis, and breast cancer, and how you should never drink red wine. Then you can take resveratrol capsules, which are grape skins capsules, and get the same effect as red wine without causing all of the horrible, horrible side effects. I broke all of these stories back in the past 35 years, some of them as far as 30 years ago, and mainstream science now has just caught up to what I was teaching back in the early 80s. And that's what's crazy about all of this stuff. So guys, listen to me for a second. My kids haven't been vaccinated. I don't play that game with my children. And I told Austin when he went into he was going to go into the Marine Corps back about 8 years ago when Obama won the election. In fact, he had been accepted in the officer candidate school. He was going to be one of the youngest officers ever in the history of the United States Marines. He was accepted into the officer training program at the age of 19 when he had first graduated with his bachelor's degree. He was going in as an officer as a teenager, which is pretty much unheard of in the United States Marine Corps. And I told him, I said, Austin, you've not been immunized. You're going to have to make sure you get an immunization waiver if you decide to go into the military, because I can't tell you what you should do or what you shouldn't do at your age any longer. You're 19 years old, but what I will tell you is this. I've protected you up to this point, knowing what I know about immunizations and what they do and all the mercury and all of the aluminum and all of the junk. I said, so you have to make that choice. But then after Obama won the election, he didn't have to make the choice, Doug and Joe, because he said he wasn't going to serve underneath Obama, that he disrespected the man so much that he had absolutely no interest in him being commander-in-chief and having to answer to what he wanted him to do, especially going into these wars and into these conflicts with absolutely no reason to do so when the carnage is absolutely awful and what they do with the military. So I got to give Austin credit for all of that. So that's the same thing I tell all my kids. I say, well, look, when you're 18 years of age, if you want to do this, if you want to go get shot up, and I have a friend of mine who's a pastor, a good friend of mine, dear friend, whose son was protected and didn't have any vaccines, and then the pastor is diametrically opposed to vaccinations, and his son, when he went off to college, first thing he did, got all of his vaccines, all of them. Now, he could have been eliminated. He didn't have to. He was 21 years old. He didn't have to have any vaccines at all, but he decided to get all of his vaccines, and the father couldn't believe that he had done this. Well, then he had a baby. He got married, had a child, started vaccinating the infant. Even though his own father had protected him against that, he chose a different route. Now, guys, here's the thing about this. If you listen to my talk show today, this afternoon. You'll hear it. Gosh, you'll hear it in 45 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever. What, at 10 o'clock tonight after this show? And it's Austin and my wife talking. I'm not even on the show. And it's going to sound like all three of us are reading from the same script. And the reason for that, and I can say this because it's by the grace of God, is that I have provided sufficient leadership to my family over the past 33 years to teach them in the way they should go, which is what the Word of God says. And I've trained them since they were children. Hey, look, these are the results. It's like my wife said, she was kind of laughing, but she wasn't kidding. I don't tell her what to do. You guys saw how type A she is. I don't do that. I've learned over 30 years ago, after we've been married for 33 years now, that I'll give her suggestions, and I'll say, well, honey, if we do it this way, this will happen. If you do it this way, this will happen. What do you want to do? And she goes, and she always asks me, well, what do you want to do? And I always say, well, this we can do this way, as I suggest. She goes, okay. Now, every once in a while, we have to make a decision that we disagree on. And what she has done as a godly wife and as an alpha female who understands what biblical principles mean, she always defers that decision to me. She goes, well, Ted, this has to be your decision because we disagree. We have to do it the way you want to do it. Now, you say, well, I can't believe she does that for you. Well, I'm blessed. Now, a lot of women don't want to do that. A lot of husbands don't want to treat their wives with that type of respect. But guys, let me give you a little bit of advice. If you treat your wife like she's the most important thing to you in your entire life, except for your relationship with Jesus Christ and with God Almighty, if you treat her like that, like she's a Stradivarius violin, that she's worth more than all the diamonds and rubies in the world, you treat her like that, she will be amazed at how good she'll treat you and how great your marriage will be. You see, that's what we have to understand as Christians. We have to give one another. See, a marriage can't be 50-50. It doesn't work that way. A marriage has to be 100%, 100% both directions. And that's what we've learned together after all of these years, is I want 100% of what she wants. She wants 100% of what I want. We're always doing everything we possibly can to please one another in all the areas of our life. And when we do that, we have this incredible love for one another, this incredible passion still in our marriage, and we are good friends. And we really like each other. And see, when you have that type of relationship with your wife or with your spouse, then I can just hand her the microphone and say, hey, go talk to Doug and Joe for a few minutes on the show and talk about some issues and tell them about how you feel about what we should do as far as Trump. And she does that because, and that, well, I wasn't scripting her. I was in the same room with her. I was in the other room. But I knew I could completely and totally trust her. That's the type of relationship that God wants to have with us. And that's the type of relationship he wants to have with us, that he wants us to have with our spouse and with our children. And guys, listen, amen. Listen, and I know I'm kind of preaching a little bit here right now, but the reason I'm saying all this is this. What God wants for you is so wonderful, and it's so great, and it's so amazing, and it's so overwhelming that he'll do anything for you. He'll even let you go to hell if you want to do that. He's not going to force you to accept Jesus Christ or Yeshua. Yahweh's not going to do that. But what he will do, he'll do anything he can for you when you accept him, because through the blood of the covenant, through the cross, through the Holy Spirit, you get connected to God Almighty in his dimension, and he shares with you a small portion of his omnipotence, his omniscience, his omnipresence, and he allows you the authority to put the devil under your feet. And Sharon said something so really good tonight. She said, guys, we've got to thank God already that Trump is president. Now, to go back to what you were saying about Obama and the war, they know that Hillary can't defeat him in a legitimate election. They know that. They know that their polls are cooked. They know that the poll that was done last month with 50,000 independents, Republicans, and Democrats, one-third, 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 that Trump won by like 67%. They know that. So they know if they have a legitimate election, there is absolutely no way that Hillary Clinton is going to take this. So they have contingency plans. Remember, if Trump gets elected November the 8th, and we find out November the 9th or late November the 8th that he's taken every single state, he's not president yet. He doesn't have his inauguration until January. They have plenty of time to basically declare war or do whatever they want to do with Russia in a two-month period to allow Obama to stay in office and to declare martial law. That's a possibility that we've got to look at. Now, if they do put Trump in and he comes in January, they're probably going to collapse the economy. I want to just let you guys know what's probably going to happen. All they have to do is raise interest rates, bond prices are going to collapse, and the stock market is going to collapse almost overnight, like it did back in 2007. So, guys, we have to pray, and we also have to realize that if we get Trump in, that we're probably going to have a lumpy, rocky time like we had with Reagan's first couple of years when he first became president. Because Trump has to reboot the economy. They have done everything they can to siphon the jobs off, siphon the industry off, to steal everything they can, to sell everything they possibly can of the assets of the United States to the Chinese and to other entities, to indebt us with all of the sale of bond and treasury bills. They have done this on purpose because they knew if they could do this to us, they could cripple the United States. Because the industrial powerhouse that we were back in 1913, 1912, before the implementation of the Federal Reserve Act, before the Rothschild banking cartel, the horsemen of the apocalypse, you could call them, took control of the United States and then took final control after the Exchange Stability Fund was implemented in 1934, they knew they couldn't take the power of the United States away. They had to defang us. They had to make the men in the United States servile. They had to make them pansies. They had to make them girly man. They had to tell everybody that liking a woman is bad. That like if a man likes a woman, that's bad. If a woman likes a man, that's bad. That's all wrong. That we can't have any of those stereotypes. We can't use he or she. We have to have bathrooms for men that have little girls in them because that's all okay. They had to take everything away from us and insult us and tear us down to the lowest possible common denominator to destroy the very fabric of the society that made the United States what the United States is. Now, if we allow...
You're absolutely right, Ted. Hey, can you hold that thought? We were up against the break.
I'm sorry, I was on a roll. But go ahead, you're right. Go ahead.
We got sixth and final segment right after this short break. You're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report with Dr. Ted Brewer. Stay with us.
Back to the final segment of the Hagman Hagman Report. A very special guest, Dr. Ted Brewer, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Folks, join us too on social networking. That's Hagman Report on Facebook and at Hagman Report on Twitter. Of course, we have an Instagram account as well, Hagman Report there. My daughter tells me that she put up a picture on Instagram. Huh. Yeah. Eric just said, yeah, she did. Cute. Anyway, Dr. Ted Brewer talking about geopolitical events this segment. Russia, of course, if you just check out the front page of Drudge and you can see how close, mind-numbingly close we are to events, potential life-changing events here. And right before the break, Dr. Ted Brewer was giving us his assessment and his well-reasoned, well-researched assessment. Believe me, well-researched indeed. This man knows history. Dr. Ted Brewer knows history. And you could tell, just tune into his show every day. And of course, his show is going to be on Global Star Radio Network right after the close of our show. So listen to that. But, Ted, I'm going to kick it back to you because this is important stuff here. We're seeing things that the power elite don't want Trump in. Of course, Hillary is the flavor of the day for the globalists, and of course, they're going to do anything in their power to stop a free and fair election.
Yeah. You're right. Now, if folks will take this phone number down, 641-552-5310, that's a 24-hour listen line to the Ted Nossen Brewer Show. You can hear it any time of the day. Just don't listen to it from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, when Doug and Joe are on.
Thanks.
I know you guys won't, but that's just, I don't want to do that. But 641-552-5310. Most cell phones are free phone calls. It's a free call. I don't know where the area code is, but it's 641-552-5310. And you can just put that in your contacts, and you can hear the Ted Nossen Brewer Show as anytime you want, middle of the night, driving down the road. It doesn't use any data. You can just go, you can plug it into your telephone, play it through your speakers on your dash, and basically hear the show and not use any data from the internet and get a free phone call out of it. Here's an article from Parenting Magazine, and it warns that blonde, cheerful families are dangerous and they're likely right wing. I don't even know what to say about this. This is called Baby and Family, this Parenting Magazine. It's told readers to beware of families who are inconspicuous and cheerful. as these are warning signs that indicate they might be right-wing and thus dangerous. And it was depicted with illustrations featuring only blonde women and children, the report says, and ordinary parents must take action against right-wing families and make clear that their ideology has no place in the world. I don't even know, when I first read this, I had to verify it to make sure this wasn't a spoof. It says it's a high-circulation German magazine, and it says it's basically this. It's precisely the great risk, as such people are just as dangerous, not more than a gang of Nazi skinheads. The identifying features of right-wing families, it contends, that they are inconspicuous, blonde, cute, and engaged. First of all, right-wing families are nice and dedicated. Michaela Kirtik, sociologist and researcher of right-wing extremism at the Frankfurt University Applied Sciences, alleges. Researcher of right-wing politics, Eva Prausner, says a huge danger of right-wing families is that they seem normal. Because of this, she says, many parents will already have good established relationships with them to the point that they're no longer marginalized and worse get support. What there are different types of right-wing families. Baby and Family asserts that daycare centers should always seek help when dealing with them. And it says the right has many forms, a definition of what is extreme and what is not difficult. It says, but asserts that all the manifestations must be dealt with because right-wingers could spread their views when meeting with other parents on the playground. It says that their children of right-wing parents are not necessarily different than other children, but they're very obedient and they may not talk as much. You know, Doug, when I read this, I thought, what is wrong with these nutbags in Germany, and why are they allowing magazines like this to come out? Because I guess these right-wing families in Germany are diametrically opposed to the massive infusion of Muslim refugees coming into Germany and into Europe to wreak havoc on their economies and to destroy the social structure of the family units there. I mean, can you believe that a magazine would actually put out rhetoric like this, warning people against blonde-haired, blue-eyed folks, that they are right-wing, they could be dangerous because they're too friendly, the kids are too respectful, and they don't talk much? I mean, you can't even make stuff like this up, right? I mean, how do you even make stuff like this up?
No, you're right. I mean, it's the no comment here. You can't comment on stupidity.
No. Here's another article that says Clinton received debate questions a week before the debate on the first debate, of course, and according to resources, and they quote these folks to say basically she basically had scripted responses ready for every question when asked at the first debate. She had the facts and numbers and memorized for specific questions, and it was very doubtful she would have without being furnished the questions beforehand. Basically, Trump got set up on the first debate. Now, what he did, he got back on his heels because he got basically defensive on the first debate. The second debate, he came out swinging when she came out swinging because she's got the doggone whore of a husband who said he slept with over 2,000 women and has raped and abused so many women that they don't even have red records for it. And so basically she wanted to bring up this whole trumped up story about this thing with Billy Bush and what was going on with all of that. And it backfired on her badly, Doug. In fact, one of the other articles that I have said that she has tried now to back out of the third debate because it's not going to help her. But we'll see if that's even possible, if she's capable of doing this. Another executive order has now been signed. It says the United Nations is allowed to use force on U.S. citizens. The United Nations military troops may soon arrive and see action on American soil following the United States' announcement of support for a set of principles. They give a green light for UN peacekeeping troops and military police to use force to protect civilians and armed conflicts in the United States of America. I'm sure you guys have already reported on this. Guys, you know, Dave Hodges talked about this years ago, about the Russians and the Chinese and all the different countries right now on U.S. soil. And it seems as though that the Justice Department doesn't seem to care. What do you guys think about this? Joe and Doug.
I don't know. You know, at this point in the race, it's.
You know what? Where do you even start? Seriously,
I want to comment on the debate. Though you mentioned about Hillary Clinton, you know, not wanting the third debate. I've read in a number of different sources that she's taking the next 5 days off in preparation for the following debate.
Who does that? Who does that?
Who needs, you know, 5 days of rest or even seclusion to prepare for, you know, 90-minute, two-hour debate, especially when you have, you know, it's already come out and people are phrasing it like this, that the media is an extension of the Clinton campaign.
That's right.
When you have all these people working for you, and you know, just destroying Trump. And even Biden was interviewed by Meet the Press, which will air Sunday. He came out and said that Bill Clinton had paid the price for his being impeached for his sexual assaults and whatnot and the scandals, but Trump is a predator. And, you know, this election's been just so intense with the personal attacks. They've been able to go through this whole process without even really talking about the important issues. And I think that's,
this whole thing, everything's off the rails, man. I mean, I think, Ted, you were right to say, you know, screw the election talk. Pardon my language, but, you know, I mean, this whole, it's, where do you even,
Well, the thing about it is, Doug and Joe, you know, it's a lie. I mean, when you know that the Rothschild banking cartel, the international banks, control almost all of the major U.S. corporations now, all of the media. And, of course, Bill Clinton, remember, did this because back in the 90s, he deregulated the Federal Communication Commission as far as the ability of corporations to come in and buy and control more than one media outlet in a given city. Back then, if a company like Bright House or Comcast or Clear Channel came in, they could only own one radio station or one TV station in a city, and all of these other radio stations and TV stations were either mom and pop operations or a single corporation. And when Bill did the deregulation on that with the SEC and allowed companies like Clear Channel to come in and buy up every single show, every single station in a city, then at that point in time, they could dictate who and what they would allow to be on as a guest. I used to do up to 40 talk shows a week, Doug and Joe, back in the early 90s before this regulation occurred. I was on so many. I remember the first time I advertised in a booklet that was called the Radio TV Interview Report. It doesn't work anymore because of what I'm fixing to tell you. But I had over 100 interviews from an ad that I placed in this magazine. And a lot of these interviews were with huge single station shows, morning shows in major markets that did huge numbers of book and tape and CD sales. Back then it was audio cassette. Now, the craziest thing about all of this is that when Clinton deregulated that, they started coming in and doing more and more constructive programming and telling their show producers and their general managers who and what they could have on the air and who or what they could promote. In other words, if they were doing drug commercials, they would not allow any alternative news people to come on or alternative health people to come on because they didn't want them to talk about the drugs that they were promoting during the commercials because the drug companies owned these radio stations through their interlocking corporate directorships because they were also owned through the same directorships, the interlocking corporations, by the banking corporations. This is exactly what the international banking cartel did in post-World War I Germany. I've talked to you guys about that so many times. They went in and they bought up everything on the German stock exchange, and they stayed ahead of the inflation curve with the Weimar Republic printing money hand over fist. And then when it was all over with, at the end of the hyperinflation, the bankers came out of the other end owning all the major industry in Germany. That's one of the reasons the German people hated these guys so bad. And the problem was these international banking, the Rothschild group is almost all Jewish. That's why this anti-Semitism started so heavily because of the Treaty of Versailles. We talked about that in length before on your show. And I'm not saying that all Jews are involved in this. That's complete nonsense because it's not true. 99% of the Jews and the Christians and the Muslims don't know anything about the bankers anyhow. Well, probably not 99%, probably 90% of all those different groups and don't know anything about this stuff. The problem is that one group controls Hollywood. That was from the communist influence, by the way, these Sabbateans coming in from Russia and from Germany in pre-World War II. People don't understand that. That's when McCarthy started talking about what he talked about. He was a true American patriot. And these folks came in with their communist ideological numbers and beliefs. Like I read this first guy about this Satan guy who's doing all these films now and trying to invert the reality because they so hate Christianity and what it stands for in the United States, that they've taken over all of this stuff. And this is what happens in all of these different countries that these bankers are involved in, because what happens is now in the United States, they're controlling the media. They're controlling what's being said in Hollywood. I guarantee you Clinton probably got huge money to sign that bill deregulating the FCC back in the early 90s, allowing this to happen. And I remember in the same publication that I would get 100 interviews in, Doug and Joe, up to 40 interviews a week during like Christmas and Thanksgiving when people want to talk about food a lot, I would end up getting zero response on the ad that I would run. I mean, zero response, because what had happened is they had been told, the producers and the general managers of the store, no alternative health people are going to come on the show anymore because we're promoting all of these drugs now. See, that's how it works. They take over the media and they can get their propaganda tools working better. See, if they have a, if they have a show like on Star 95 or whatever in Atlanta, which I've done dozens of times when Steve and Vicky was there, and we're talking about alternative treatments for high blood pressure or cholesterol using supplements and dietary change, then the next time the next show starts on, the first commercial is going to be trying to sell statin drugs and high blood pressure medicine. It competes against them. And the narrative that these folks are being given doesn't maintain continuity. It's not contiguous. It becomes incongruent, in which I'm telling them one thing, the next commercial is telling them something opposite. And so what happens is they can't allow that, because propaganda is extremely ineffective if another voice is being heard in the background saying, it's a lie, it's a lie, it's a lie, don't believe them. Then suddenly they got to say, we got to shut the guy up who's saying it's a lie. See, that's why Hillary Clinton is so adamant about closing down, you know, the Patriot portal, so to speak, of all the alternative talk shows. And see, if she gets control of the Supreme Court, I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and she's able to put justices on the Supreme Court that all lean way to the left, they're going to try to take away our Second Amendment rights and everything else. And that's where she's going. That's what she wants to do. She so hates the United States. She's been so indoctrinated by Sal Alinsky. And the thing that bothers me more than anything else is that they've already seen that when you have this communist agenda like this that wants to take over all of this, even Russia has seen it, it simply is not economically viable. It doesn't work. Now, the fascist dictatorship, that works. Hitler proved that. If you have the fascist or the oligarchies running the corporations, which are running the company and the country, that will work and produce a lot of product. I guess you could say that with Germany and what they did in the pre-war efforts that they had. But that's what Prescott Bush tried to do, remember? He tried to do a coup of the United States using General Smedley Butler, the most decorated World War I veteran, General Smedley Butler, Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, to stage a hostile coup against Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1933. But then luckily, supposedly, if you want to call it that, General Butler basically went to Congress and exposed Bush for what he was doing. But then in 1934, we had the Exchange Stability Act, or the Exchange Stability Fund was set up with the seizure of the gold of the United States. And that's when the shadow government took control of the Treasury. And so we lost the United States right there in 33 and 34, right after the Rothschild Banking Cartel, who was basically the folks that had pushed for the Federal Reserve Act, you know, 20 years earlier, right there is when they contracted the M1 money supply in 29, which is the amount of money in circulation, causing a massive shortage of currency, and people went back to using gold and silver in barter and for payment, and that's one of the reasons they had to take the gold and silver away from people and from that generation, because there were too many people still left alive who knew what a dollar's worth of silver or a silver dollar or a gold piece was worth and what you could buy with it, because they had still been using it 20 years earlier. So they knew what they could do with that, so that's why they had to seize all those precious metals and take them away from the American population. This is the same group of people now that are doing the same thing to us right now, and they're setting the stage in the event that Trump wins. Let's say, let's use a scenario. I'm not saying this is going to happen. Let's just use a scenario. Let's say that they decide they're going to hack in to the Diebold voting machines, the Democratic Party is, or the globalists are, and they're going to give Hillary the election illegally. What happens, Doug, if the Russian hackers or any other hackers are better than the Democratic hackers and they stop them from doing that and Trump wins the election? Because they can't break into the Diebold machines effectively enough, or they are stopped from doing so, and suddenly the very election they were trying to skew and the very election they were trying to cheat us out of ends up being done correctly and Trump wins. See, that's why they're saying they're going to start doing cyber attacks against Russia 3-4 weeks before the election. Are they trying to destroy their ability to come in and do anything? Or what about another country? How about these other people that are involved in this? How about the guys that are sitting in their mama's basement who wants Trump in the office? And basically, they can also do cyber attacks. As for me, I don't know much about computers, so I couldn't do any of that anyhow if I wanted to, because I would have no interest in doing it. But the point is, there are all kinds of people out there that have the ability to hack into the DNC's, basically, the website, pull all these emails out, expose all of these people for the frauds and the con guys and the charlatans and the doggone grifters that they are, bunch of thieves, bunch of lowlife, bunch of Satanists. I mean, Hillary Clinton says she's going to go up in the attic and pull out the old rabbit's foot and sacrifice a chicken in the backyard to Moloch in her emails. Doug and Joe, who talks like that? Who says stuff like that? That's the sickos. That's the kind of sickos that we have that are running the planet with the globalists, with the Sabbateans. And they're scared to death that their reign on this planet is coming to an end and that we're going to do something about it and that we, the people, are going to stand up in mass and say, hey, we don't want to be involved with this anymore. We want you guys out of here. See, all we have to do is nationalize the Federal Reserve. That's all we have to do. And then we have to negotiate the debt that they've sold. So they were smart. When they sold us our money at interest, they sold that paper they sold us through treasury bills and bonds to other countries to basically tie everybody else into the national debt of the United States government. Now, if they had done that, if they had kept all that paper themselves, which they could have kept, then we could have just told all those guys to pound salt because there wouldn't be other countries like China and Russia owning a big chunk of the United States through debt. And we could have just told these Rothschild banking boys to pound salt, to leave, we're nationalizing everything. But because of the way they did it, they set it up so that now we're going to default on all these payments to all these other countries that we sold our debt to. See, they did it on purpose. They interlocked us like that with the other countries because they didn't want us to do what we could have easily done, which is what Andrew Jackson did with the Bank of the United States with Andrew Biddle back in the 1800s when he pulled their charter away and said, hey, what, boys, guess what? You guys fought the War of 1812 to get your Bank of America in here to put us into slavery and into bondage, you den of vipers. He says, we're getting rid of you boys, and we're getting rid of you guys immediately, and I'm not going to renew your charter. You're out, and you're gone. Well, then they tried to kill him twice or three times, I don't remember, and they ended up basically causing the Civil War. This whole thing has been about money, Babylonian money magic, and Paul McGuire talks about that so succinctly about how they did that, and so does Steve Quayle. Both of these guys are brilliant, by the way. And so what ends up happening is this is what they've done to us. This is what they've continued to do for us now over 100 years. And now the United States is finally looking at it and going, hey, wait a minute. Who do we owe these trillions of dollars for? And why are we paying the borrower our own money when the U.S. Congress could have printed it debt-free to start with like we did before 1913? Why are we paying them these giant fees with this compounding interest? And why do we owe tens of trillions of dollars? And why could these guys print $16 trillion in off-book balance sheets as exposed by Ron Paul? And then when asked where the money went, refused to tell us where our own money went, and all these international banks are taking the money and buying up our stock exchange. I mean, why is this any of this okay? Well, the American population has finally started to figure out, hey, none of this is okay. We want these international bankers out. We're going to nationalize the Federal Reserve. We're going to take our country back, which is what Ron Paul says we need to do, and he's absolutely right. We've got to go back to sound money, but now we've rattled those chains so loud that we want out of the bondage they put us into. These guys are panicking, Doug and Joe, and they want to do everything they possibly can to stop the movement. And if that means taking us to war, that's what they're going to do. In fact, that's what Gerald Celente says. He goes, when all else fails, they take war.
Yeah, yeah, and we're at the precipice of war. The provocations against Russia, absolutely incredible. And Hillary is part of this. You mentioned about hacking the voting machines. I don't know how many people know this, but right now there are 307 counties in 16 states Diebold machines through Smartmatic. Those are owned by George Soros.
That's right.
So there you go.
And see, but Doug, if Russia or another country hacks back into them and puts the vote back right like it's supposed to be and releases the information through their emails and what the votes are supposed to be, now they got a problem. Now they've got an election that's going to be contested if they allow Hillary to go in and they know that she lost. See, so that's what they're all scared about. They don't know what to do because they can't stop the hacking. Apparently, it's rampant, and apparently the firewalls aren't working.
Yeah, and I think they want, and I've said this all along, they, with respect to the elections, at the very least, they want to cast doubt on the legitimacy of the winner if it's Trump.
That's right.
And, you know, so can you imagine the uproar in this country if I can't see any way out of the uproar in this country unless it's a very decisive win for Trump that is beyond reproach or beyond, you know, but that's just me. I don't know. We have to keep the bulls on the run.
Look what they did to Bernie Sanders. They openly admitted in their emails that they stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. They openly admitted it. I mean, how much more blanket fraud do you need to see than that? I mean, unbelievable. To the point that the Bernie Sanders people were openly booing at the Democratic National Convention, that they boycotted, left their seats, you know, and they had to bring seat fillers to come in and fill the seats. I mean, it's unbelievable what we've seen in this election cycle. And quite frankly, if you're bored right now, you're not awake.
Yeah.
Mean, there's some crazy stuff. Now, I know we're almost out of time. Coupon code this month is Talk to Ted. It's a 5% off coupon, $500 or more. And that will personally call you guys up and talk to you as long as you want, or at least 15 minutes, depending on how many phone calls we're going to be making. And I'll also add you, if you want, to my personal outbound email list. We have a few people available on that. I think we only have 50 slots available for that, so we can do that. And again, I want to thank everybody for supporting us. And you know, guys, and so many of you have called the office and I've been there. You know that. I always return your phone calls if you need to talk to me, and I do the best I possibly can if I can get back to you. But this time I'm going to make an effort, and I will call everybody back who does this as a thank you for supporting us.
That's
I really do. I want to appreciate you guys for that. Anyhow, so now here's another article. Bank of America warns of imminent recession. Market is so fragile, it's downright scary. It says we are 7 years into a full-fledged, all-out central bankers doing everything they can to stimulate demand. Head of, this is what Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, head of the U.S. Equity and Quantitative Strategy said. We looked at all of these indicators. They've been pretty good at forecasting recessions, and we extrapolated that if the fall of the current trends that they were on, we're going to have a massive recession sometime in the second half of next year. And what scares me is this market is so fragile, there's no telling what's going to happen. They're even running at negative interest rates now. For the first time in 5 years, U.S. construction spending has fell off in August from year to year. The Dow Jones drops charges against arms dealer. No, I'm sorry, the DOJ, Department of Justice, drops charges against the arms dealer who threatened to expose Hillary arming Islamic terrorists. I'm sure you guys have already covered that story.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, completely dropped the charges against him after he basically capitulated and fell on his own sword. Jerry Brown signs a law to stop only anti-Muslim bullying in California. So you can still bully Christians, you can still bully Jews, you can still bully Hindus and Buddhists, but you can't bully Muslims, which I find kind of odd.
Extra points for bullying Christians and Jews.
Well, the whole thing about it is that, you know, Christians, when we accept Jesus Christ, I mentioned this earlier in the show, and we become connected with God in his dimension, you know, we have authority over these people and over these demonic entities. And I want to say something. I'm going to go on the record with this on your show because I did it on my show already. I personally believe, and I'm not saying this metaphorically, they may think I'm crazy or what, because I believe in what the Word of God says, and I know that demon possession is very real because Jesus talked about it in the New Testament. I personally believe that Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton both, and also Barack Obama, are all demon possessed. I believe that with all of my heart. Now, you may think, well, that sounds crazy, Ted. I can't believe you believe that. I'm not speaking in metaphors here, and I'm not saying, you know, this is not an analogy. I believe these guys are demon-possessed because there's no way on this earth that these guys would want this type of death toll from a nuclear war unless they're doing it as some type of human sacrifice like we talked about on the one show we did as 9/11 as a mass.
Wow.
Do we lose
ritual
it?
Sacrifice. Perhaps it's time that they're interdimensional masters that control the people doing this. You hear what I said? I'm sorry.
You cut out a little bit.
We have about 45 seconds left anyway, my brother. But if you're going to cut out, it's a good time to cut out anyway. Well, I want to thank you for the show. Go ahead, sir.
All the listeners tonight, I love you, and I appreciate you guys. I want you to know that I just... I tell you what I'm going to do, Doug. I'm going to change that coupon. I was thinking about this when I was talking. I'm going to make the Talk to Ted a 5% discount for everybody who uses that coupon code. I'm going to have Austin change that tonight. And for anybody who orders $500 or more, I will do the consultation with them. Because I was thinking through that for a second ago. I said, I'm going to go ahead and offer the full 5% discount. I'll have Austin change that tonight or tomorrow morning first thing. Hopefully I get it done in just a few minutes. Because I want to make that a 5% off on any purchase. And if you order $500 or more on that coupon code, then you could talk to Ted for 15 minutes. Not that I'm something special to talk to, but I may have a couple answers for you that you may need. So guys, thank you so much. And I appreciate everybody listening tonight.
All right, my brother. And thank your lovely wife, on our behalf as well for joining our program.
I will. And guys, thank you. I appreciate you both. God bless.
Appreciate thanks, you as well.
Ted,
God
have bless a great
you
weekend.
And folks, that'll do it for us tonight. I mean, what a great guest. And you can catch Ted Brower, of course, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. His show airs before ours and immediately after ours.
4 to 5 p.m. each weekday and then right after ours. And don't forget again, this Sunday, both my father and I will be on Dave Hodges' The Common Sense Show in the first hour, 8 o'clock on Sunday. And we will be doing that every Sunday for the foreseeable future.
You know, folks, I've got a lot to say about what's taking place on a global level and also on a domestic level. The fruits of our research from the WikiLeaks coming at you. Watch HagmanReport.com this weekend. Watch our social networking feeds. We're going to be sharing a lot with you until Monday, however, for the regular Hagman and the Hagman Report. God bless. Stay safe.